This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacia with the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. We're live streaming at our website, stateofthings.org. Neil Cribbs is with me. He's had a full tour of North Carolina. He grew up in Wilmington, up and around the beach. Then he went to college at App State in the mountains, spent a few years after school outside of North Carolina, but had the good sense to come back and now lives in Raleigh. Neil's a guitarist, a singer, and a musician with many influences, including folk, jazz, blues, and Americana. Right now, he's touring on his fourth album, Broken, Built, and Mended. Neil's playing tonight at Southern Rail in Carrboro, tomorrow at The Whiskey in Wilmington. He's got some other dates as well at our website. But Neil Cribbs, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Did you get any of the bugs? You probably didn't.
No, I watched everybody, and I was okay with that.
No?
I mean, it looked like everybody was really enjoying it.
But, I'm serious. The little white worms were rough, but they tasted great. So you talked about growing up on the coast, then going to the mountains. Very different music scenes for you?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it was it's interesting. You know, obviously with the mountains, you have mountain influences. You've got places like Asheville that are really artsy that kind of pull everything in. But Boone was cool. Wilmington had a kind of a unique music scene at the time. Of course, I was a kid, so I wasn't really – I was just paying attention to whatever was in my ear at the time. So
when did you and how did you first get into music?
My parents were both music educators in Wilmington at New Hanover County, and so they pushed us through things like violin and piano, and I twiddled with the trombone for a minute, but that wouldn't happen.
Did you? I mean, that can be pretty rough on a kid. I mean, in some ways, did you enjoy it, or were you pushing against it in those earliest days?
In the early days, I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed piano. What was interesting is I really kind of, you know, as I'd been in it for about 6 or 7 years, I really kind of wanted to start to learn stride piano and things like that. So I feel like it was definitely a good thing to do. Introducing the arts to any child is an amazing thing.
Where did you, I mean, that would be a hard thing to learn, I would guess, stride piano. You're talking about a kind of piano that not everybody knows how to teach, right?
Right, and it turns out I was better at listening to it than I was at trying to play it. but it really, I mean, it kind of pushed me away from the classical, because I was we were trained classically with the violin and piano, but it really helped with creativity to realize kind of where my heartbeat was.
Where did you first hear that kind of music?
Downtown, there was a guy named Granado Frazier at Water Street that would play down there every week, and actually a couple of our music teachers would tell us that, you know, that he was playing down there and to go have a listen. So, I mean, that was the big influence.
Would you do a song for us now?
Sure.
Hey, boys, I see what you see. A lovely lady who swings when she walks like a beautiful clock. But I know something that you don't. That lurks in the shadows, a devil's disguise, gentlemanly demise. And she has that look in her eyes, a blue that's an ocean of lies, that'll make you want to open up your heart and your wallet and your lives. Boys, just the moment you leave, before your insides end up on your sleeve, she's trouble with a capital T. Oh, she's that lady that you don't love, the woman with the wares that you don't buy, the girl with the grin that'll take you for a spin on the dance floor and leave you dry. She's a good time that you don't have, the ripe fresh fruit that you don't grab, the mischievous grin that feels like a sin when she says goodbye. By daylight, she's a main queen, strutting down Main Street. Believe me, she's honking at all of the gawkers, scheming behind her makeup. For the moment she wakes up, take heed when she calls gentlemanly downfall. And she has that look in her eyes, prepare to say your goodbyes to all the things you hold dear, like your heart and your wallet and your lives. Boys, just the moment you leave, before your insides end up on your sleeve, she's trouble with a capital T. Oh, she's that lady that you don't love, the woman with the wares that you don't buy, the girl with the grin that'll take you for a spin on the dance floor and leave you dry. She's a good time that you don't have, the ripe fresh fruit that you don't grab, the mischievous grin that feels like a sin when she says goodbye. Do 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 do. that you don't buy. The girl with the grin that'll take you for a spin on the dance floor and leave you dry. She's a good time that you don't have, the ripe fresh fruit that you don't grab, the mischievous grin that feels like a sin when she says goodbye.
Neil Cribbs, live on The State of Things, a song called Capital T. Neil is going to be playing at the Southern Rail in Carrboro tomorrow at 7. Tonight at 7. Going to be in Carrboro, and then tomorrow at the Whiskey in Wilmington. Great song. You, and there are a lot of influence. You've done four albums now, and they all have a little bit of a different lilt to them, a different sound.
They do. I like to call it my own mixtape. You know, it's I like to... not try to pigeonhole myself, if possible, into a particular genre. I mean, it's not great for marketing, but it's good.
Well, I mean, do you find yourself saying, okay, that was a little more singer-songwriterly, I'm going to Americana on the next one? I mean, that kind of intention? Or
I think so. You know, I like the idea more recently, especially with this most recent one, of like kind of concept albums and projects in general. I mean, I think that was first really kind of caught on to concept albums with Richard Buckner's The Hill, which, you know, was all based on Edgar Lee Masters' Spoon River Anthology, and that was just kind of, I was like, oh, you can do that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could do something like that.
For you, what is the concept? Is it a sort? Is it a musical idea? Is it an intellectual theme? What's the concept for you?
I think it really varies from project to project. You know, on this newest album, The Built, Broken, and Mended, was on was based on, kind of loosely based on the 1930s. I was just kind of a big, I guess, fan of humanity in such an awful time. Like, it was persistence, like human persistence, that I think that really kind of attracted me towards that kind of theme. There's one that's been on the Grimm's Fairy Tales I've been working on now with a friend for loosely 10 years. And it's
in a case like that, if you talk about perseverance, resilience, something that might have been exhibited during the Great Depression of the 1930s, do you think about the music of that era, or is that less important to you than reflecting kind of the contemporary way what that resilience might be like today?
I think I did a lot of research, and luckily, whenever I was right around recording, it was kind of convenient when Ken Burns released the Dust Bowl, the documentary, which was amazing. But I think it was just you kind of have to read people's stories, and you kind of have to listen to the music in order to be able to put yourself in that mindset. And I feel it's such an important mindset, you know, to be in.
We do another song for us now?
Sure. This is one off the newest one. It's called Carolina.
I was raised on the East Coast Carolina cradle, where the ocean meets the land in the heart of the place I call home. And the soul of the state goes deeper than the people. The tales grow taller than the Appalachian steeples I've known. Well, I've never raised a doubt or had a negative word come out of my mouth. It's always had a hold on me that I couldn't explain. From the western snow to the eastern rain. Oh, Carolina, and Carolina is the sweetest sound I've ever known. Carolina, you're in my soul. Well, I may move and the times may change, the transparent lines for people and the places I've known. Through taxes and dreams and white picket fences, those that are built or broken and mended all along. Well, I never raised a doubt or had a negative word come out of my mouth. It's always had a hold on me that I couldn't explain. the western snow to the eastern rain. Oh, Carolina, Carolina is the sweetest sound I've ever known. And Carolina, you're in my soul. Well, I was raised on the East Coast, Carolina cradle, where the ocean meets the land in the heart of the place I call home. Always home.
Neil Cribbs on the State of Things, a song called Carolina. And you can see Neil is going to be at Southern Rail in Carrboro tonight, and tomorrow he's going to be in Wilmington at the Whiskey. We talked about your travels from the coast to the mountains, then out. What brought you back?
Ultimately, I think it was family to begin with. You know, I was in right around Atlanta for a little while, and I think you know, when you're on the road a lot, you kind of miss your family. Like it's one of those things. I mean, I miss them all the time, but it's like, you know, you really kind of feel the need to move back. My parents are both still in Wilmington, and my brother's up around the Raleigh area. And but yeah, I mean, something about the whole state. I mean, I really miss North Carolina.
I can't tell you the number of musicians who have either come back or have stayed because of family. But I think one of the things about North Carolina is a lot of family stays intact here. So when you talk about family, they're actually still here and they haven't kind of moved all over. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. You travel, you're doing solo now,
right?
But you also have a band, Neil Cribbs and the Rough Gentlemen. Does things change for you when you're with a band?
It does. I mean, there's a different type of energy. I wouldn't say it's necessarily more or less, but you know, a lot of that too also depends on the response from the listeners and fans. I mean, that's, you know, that's where the energy really comes from. But yeah, you know, it's a talented group of guys, and
different kinds of music do you play?
It's still the original stuff, but it's definitely, you know, it gives it a different, I guess, color. Like when you're playing with guys, because I mean, you've got one person bringing color to the table versus five people that are just all bringing things. And I like to let the musicians do their own. I don't like to really be in control of that. I'm like, here's the music, do what you hear, you know. And I like the feel a lot. So
I want to leave you time to play us out, and I wonder when we do if you would play the ones we love on the way out of here. But first, I want to tell everybody that you've been listening to Neil Cribbs, a Raleigh musician now. His fourth album is called Built, Broken, and Mended. You can hear him tonight at Southern Rail in Carrboro, tomorrow at the Whiskey in Wilmington, and you can find out about all of his dates because there are more coming up around the state. And those dates are at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski is helping out today. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Neil Cribbs.
This is a song for the ones we love, the ones that are standing and the ones above. Rhythm of the heart and the sight of the smiles, the eyes of my granny and the sounds of the child. They say this is the only life we have, but our lives live on by the way we share. A melody and a song to sing, the story of us isn't what we bring. It's not what you deserve, but in how you serve. It's not in who you are, but in who you were. This is a song for the hearts we've known, those that are searching, and the ones we hold. This is a song for the ones we love, the ones that are standing and the ones above. And that which can be created cannot be destroyed. The thing in our memory that fills the void. The rhythm of the heart is the rhythm of the soul. Open your heart, your mind, your arms, and let love flow. Let love flow. This is a song for the brokenhearted, who could only see the end and not where they started. There's beauty all around you, from the earth to the stars. When the roads that you travel make you who you are. From the mountain, the river finds the sea. The swell that it makes is the wolf that howls in me. And this is a song for the ones we love, the ones that are standing and the ones above. And that which can be created cannot be destroyed. The thing in the memory that fills the void. And the rhythm of the heart is the rhythm of the soul. So open your heart, your mind, your arms, and let love flow. Let love flow. Oh, no, 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 no. And that which holds us back seems more complex than simple. Reach into your heart and find your own temple. The light on the life shine into your mind. Embrace what is before you, Mother Earth and Father Sky. Breathe in. Relax your mind and carry on. And breathe out. Let the rhythm take control.